This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi.
Hey.
What do you want?
What do you want from us?
Seriously, what do you want from us? You want us to be dancing monkeys? Is that what it is? If you come here for entertainment, well, you're not going to get it. What you're going to get is a tantrum later on from me. And I think it was absolutely, completely apt that I threw a tantrum.
I think we were all a bit scared when you did that. I didn't know what to say.
I just kind of sat there.
I took melatonin last night so I made sure I could sleep. And I
That's illegal.
It because I'm, it's not if you get prescribed it.
And did you get prescribed it?
No.
Don't be asking personal questions.
Don't be asking me personal questions like that. No, Dave brought it home from America for me. He smuggled it.
Don't be pulling me into your
now
crime.
He's implied. Okay, we can't put this out.
I'm not a dealer. I did no such thing.
Anyway, I couldn't sleep. I think this is the best podcast ever. I'm still melatonin dead in my head. So as I was watching this scrap go on the show during the girly quiz, I was just like, I feel very out of body right now.
Listen, hey. I don't. If you want, you can just skip to the girly quiz. You can see my meltdown. I think it's, you know, understandable why I had a meltdown. I probably did take it too far because my dad texted me saying to calm down, which I felt like was probably a bit of a sign.
Yeah. Would he often text you about the show?
Not all the time, just every now and again.
Okay, so it's urgent.
Yeah, so it just calmed down.
He's like, David, you're making a show with the family kind of thing.
Yeah, that kind of vibe, yeah. So it's not the best showing of me.
But that's what we do here. That's what we do. We show you at our best and our worst.
If I'm still here. But also just remember, it's just a character that I play.
And also our boss liked it.
Yeah, exactly.
He said Dave was right.
What was the saying that he said about dogs and basketball?
He said, no one ever said a dog can't play basketball.
Yeah, I was debating.
Which is just like, do you know what? Stop.
A dog actually can play basketball.
Lads, there's no context to that whatsoever. So basically with the girly quiz, I said that when they have a loophole, I should be able to get the loophole.
Sorry, I was so tired from the melatonin. I was like, please don't launch into the whole story. You can listen to it in the podcast.
Hey, what other drugs can we do on the show? let us know.
Hello there, what's going on?
Hey, what's happening? How are we?
Emma, welcome back.
Thank you.
We missed you.
Thank you.
Yesterday when you were off, exactly 24 hours ago, we were talking about the fact that me and my housemates were watching a show called The 1% Club.
Oh, I've heard about it.
Love that show. So, so good. It's about like, it's kind of like riddles and things like that. So we were all watching that. But then Lee Mack, who's the presenter of the show, talks to the guests and he was talking to one guest who says that he wanted to break the record for the most amount of fish fingers eaten in a minute, which was 10, which would mean I'd have to eat 11 if I was to do it. Anyway, me and the housemates were like, all right, we'll try this out tomorrow. That's what we're going to do. Everyone get the fish fingers in. So just in case everyone is thinking, how did he do?
Yeah, give us an update.
Oh,
my housemates do not follow through with anything.
Really?
One of the housemates got home and I felt so stupid because I was like, right, so I haven't eaten dinner, so like, are we doing this? And she was like, David, that was a joke. Like, we're not actually doing that. And
oh,
I was like,
what? And there you are with all your birds. I'm ready to go.
I was ready to go.
You had your packet ready to go. How many come in a pack?
No, in fairness, I'd say you can get 10 and 20s, but I got a 31 in Little.
Just in case.
I just had it. I just had that already. That was
You're
just,
like, I'm not going to break it by one. I'm going to break it by 20.
That was just dinner.
Okay. Of course.
And
of course.
Did you not follow through yourself then?
No, I had 5 for dinner and I was like, there's no way anyone could do 10 of these.
Really? In a minute. But yeah. I would say per mouthful, you could probably shove 2.5 in per mouth.
See, I think it's one of those things that sounds way harder than it is. It's like
sounds
like,
harder than it is or sounds easier than it is.
Sorry.
I know what you mean, yeah.
You'd need to be like gulping a load of water down as well to kind of like lubricate the
That's the thing. But inside of fish fingers,
talking about fish fingers again, Callum.
Callum just arrived, hello. They're kind of gooey on the inside, aren't they?
Yeah, they're a bit. They are
fairly soft.
Like. Nice and easy.
It'd be grand without the breadcrumbs, but that's the essence of the finger.
Exactly. If you get rid of the fish and the finger.
Yeah.
He laughs.
Easy.
Teddy Swims, gone on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. We have €200 cold hard cash we'd love to give you before 8 o'clock and we'll tell you how before 7:30. Good morning.
Update for you. I know that people have been on the edge of their seats about this. If you were listening to the show after 9 yesterday, I did what I like to call a sleep suit sweepstake.
I loved it.
So, did you really?
I really did enjoy it. I think it was because There's a little bit of a game involved.
It was a bit of a game.
Can you tell me what it was?
Of course, Emma, I'll fill you in. So, Emma, you weren't with us yesterday. I am, frankly, just like running out of stuff to talk about that's not the most boring baby content ever. So, in the last few days, I've washed all the babies. Baby grows, sleep suits,
washed all
onesies,
the babies, everybody.
Whatever. I've washed every baby. When people say not a child washed, not relevant to me. I've done it, girls.
Can I ask a quick question? So, yeah. Even if it's a new baby grow, you need to wash it before it touches the baby's skin?
I think you should, yeah. Like,
I thought that too. I was wondering that as well.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, like, it's like, I don't know, they've sensitive skin or whatever. But I actually got loads of stuff on Vinted, so I was going to be washing everything anyway. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So, I washed all the baby girls. There's like so many clothes horses full of them in my house.
That's kind
of
cute. And
yeah, it is. It's like, it's a fun little wash. So I was like, how can I make this interesting? And I was looking at motifs or themes that repeated themselves on the babies. Baby
fun,
girls.
Okay.
So I brought it to Dave yesterday, a little sweepstake. Choose what you think features most frequently. Mm-hmm. And I said I'd go home and count last night and then the winner gets a prize. Now I will say I've forgotten to bring a prize, but I'll get you one after the show.
Please.
Okay. So there was bears.
I was about to say, can I throw in too late now, but lamb.
Lamb. Oh, there's actually no lamb.
They didn't even feature once.
I'll tell you what featured. You can guess now if you want. There was bears, elephants, koala bears, separate category, ducks, trains, hot air balloons, and lemons.
What would be number one, do you think, on the motifs?
Oh, God. I would say, not the koala bear anyway, the elephant?
You're going to say elephant
number
one?
Like
I said bears.
You said bears,
then
ducks.
Then I said ducks, and then I said elephants.
And Emma's saying elephant number one?
I'm guessing elephant number one. Trains probably in there a lot as well.
Trains, yeah. We love the public transport. Elephants, trains.
And then I'll go bears three, just to
and
make
bears three, okay. Also, my in-laws messaged about this. We're in like a family WhatsApp together and like they just no context provided. We're like bears, trains, hot air balloons, and like everyone else in the group was like, what?
Are you talking about that so much?
Are you having a stroke? Anyway, I can tell you, final count, drum roll please, just from myself personally. In joint first, which I never saw coming, we have bears and elephants.
Oh, I got one and three.
So you guys are both right. And then
ducks, surely.
Coming up the rear in third with an absolute curveball, koala bears.
No.
Now, some of them had elephants and koala bears on. Okay. So it was a bit of an overlap. But there you go. Everything else kind of had two.
How many lemons?
Lemons that were actually, I looked at it wrong. They were actually on some like Muslim blanket thing, so I can't count that.
You know what a Muslim blanket is?
No.
It's for burps and farts and whatever else you have to clean up. It's just like looks nice and cute, but it's just what it is.
What's a muslin towel then?
Muslin. I thought you ended up really weird there.
You think? No, they're just like it's just like the fabric of the blanket.
It's just a blanket Muslim people wear. I was like, what a weird thing
to say. Get with it, Dave. No, muslin.
Muslin. Right.
Anyway, so that's what the lemons were on. But there you go. A lot of representation for bears and elephants.
Do you know what
so
I'd like
you
to
much.
Fill me in on, right?
Of course.
When the baby arrives, is the muslin blanket just a total, what would you say? Like it's forced on your throat. Oh, you can't use a regular towel. You need a muslin blanket. What do you mean a muslin blanket? What difference does it make?
I'll keep you posted on that. I'll call in. I'll bring exclusively muslin blankets and the baby for you to mind. And you can say, it's got to be muslin.
I'll be like, the J-cloth did fine.
We're going to turn into blanket. Mother care.
The anti-back wife was perfect for the baby's face.
Not a bother on that child. Here is Dermot Kennedy playing the big gig on Friday. The hot press gig with loads of other Irish artists. His new song now, this is called Funeral on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning. Don't forget, today, your chance to win some amazing prizes with Michaela Hayes and Steve Kay. You know, on Spin, we are famous for playing 10 spin hits in a row. Well, if we play an accidental 11th, you could win yourself the likes of Apple Watches, flight vouchers, hotel breaks and more. It all kicks off from 10 o'clock this morning with Michaela.
Woo. I'm trying to figure out if growing a moustache was a really good idea or a really bad idea for what's just happened.
Okay.
Sorry, I was away for one day with a UTI and I've come back and that's a fully formed tash.
It's been in the works though for a few weeks.
It has, but I feel like it was in the works and now it's here.
Yes.
Yeah, it was kind of on a journey.
And now it's reached its destination.
It's kind of pulling into the station. It's not really at its destination just yet.
It looks it to me. God, that's really well formed.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
well, this is all fantastic feedback. However, I woke up this morning with A cold sore.
No.
First off, before I get into what I want to talk about.
Does that mean you have herpes?
Can I just say, what do I have written down in the first thing on my notes? The worst thing about having a cold sore is when you tell someone, they go, herpes. Yes, thank you, doctor. I'm fully aware what the hell it is, thank you. Mm. Producer Callum did the exact same thing this morning when I was like, I have a cold sore. Herpes. Shut up, the two of you.
I wouldn't do that.
Losers. But, like, you're just doing that to be like, I know what herpes is, miss. Miss, I know what herpes is. Losers.
I honestly just didn't remember if it was like chlamydia or herpes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have both.
And warts.
No, thankfully, just the herp for me.
Singular.
I just have the herp for me this morning. Thanks very much. Now, the thing is, I'm going skiing on Saturday for a week, and I don't think going to a cold climate while sweating under a snood is going to be fantastic for it.
Yeah.
So I have to get rid of this baby before Saturday.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Can I brag?
Yeah.
I've never had a cold sore.
Oh, come here,
no,
my lips.
Me neither.
So, can I? Where is it? Ah, I see her.
Yeah, it's on the top
kind of
lip.
There, good tash placement.
Now, it see, is this good. Is what I'm saying. So, I was talking to one of our friends, Padraig. He does the news sometimes. I was talking to him yesterday. He's the one that goes, "Hey guys." So I was talking to him yesterday, and he was just like,
impression.
And he was like, "Oh, I like the mustache."
Yeah,
and I was just like, oh, thank you. And I was like, okay, instantly people are noticing it.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't seen people in a couple of days. They'll go, nice mustache. And I go, okay, great. Mm. Now I feel like I have to shave it because I've drawn attention to the fact that I have a cold sore.
So are they
looking at the, because it's so close to the mustache, so that are they going to look at the mustache and then instantly go,
back away slowly.
Then you just have to, in a really cool and non-anxious way, like I would, explain, oh, thanks, I didn't get the mustache for the cold sore. I actually got the mustache first and then the cold sore came after, but I'm working on getting rid of that because I'm going skiing and I don't want to have a cold sore in a cold climate.
Yeah,
with a hot
see,
snoot.
I feel like I do the exact same thing. I feel like anyone who isn't making eye contact with me, even if they're looking around them, I'm like, it's because of the cold sore. I know they're looking directly
at
the cold sore.
But you've come to the right place.
Sorry, guys, I have to say, like, it's shocking the amount of anxiety.
I thought you were going to say my cold sore.
It is
disgusting. You are horrible looking.
Dave, career is
horrible. It's the amount of anxiety between the three people in this room.
Oh, it's so bad.
Good Lord.
We're so chill.
There's no chill between the three of
us. Oh, God, no. Oh, God. But that's how we're so high energy in the mornings.
Exactly. Compete? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Compete? Is that
a
feat?
Zavirax.
Yes. Zavirax. So I kind of have a list of things that I was thinking of doing before going skiing on Saturday. And it was one, dive into a bath of Zavirax.
Perfect.
I did it first thing. As soon as I felt the little tingle yesterday,
that's what they
I
say
was
in the
drowning
ads,
it in Zavirax. Like, drowning it. But it doesn't do
no,
anything.
Then you'll be fine. Then it probably just has to do its thing, fulfill its culture.
Do you know what
destiny
is really good? And I got this as a little tip on TikTok, like probably about a year ago. And ever since I've got a cold sore, I do this, and it actually works.
Yeah.
Vicks.
Oh yeah.
You know, every time I have a cold sore, Callum's like, why do I smell like minty fresh? I'm like, yeah, it's the Vicks.
I love a Vicks. Laura's just messaged in on WhatsApp there saying Bonjela will burn the crap out of it and it'll be gone within 2 days.
You're joking.
I told you you've come
I
to the right place.
Bonjela.
I love Bonjela as well.
Okay, seriously. Now, I was Googling it because every time, it's like I'm not an expert. I get them like probably 3 times a year or something like that. But like, I've never heard of the Bonjela one.
Yeah.
But I think, like, cold sores are quite individualistic to the person.
Yeah.
So, like, it's what work could work for some people might not work for the other. I was thinking of diving into a bath of Zavirax, eating nothing but lysine, cut off my lip, you know, by Friday if it
I
doesn't
think
work.
That's a good option.
Tell everyone it's a bit of food that I'm keeping for later. That's what the mark is. Get a lip upgrade. You know the way some people get new hair, they get new, you know, bums and stuff? I could get a new lip. Potentially.
So you want to get your lips done.
And the other one was grow a mustache. Done.
Done it.
Some more messages that have come in there. Kaylee says, now, I don't know how legit this is because it kind of sounds a bit dangerous. I put nail polish on a cotton pad and press it against it to kill it. I think she means nail polish remover.
Yes.
But that sounds kind of spicy. And then Jason says, ice cube on a cold sore goes the same night.
Oh my God.
I think that sounds too gentle.
Yeah, there's no way because, like, the only thing is I will say about this is that, like, famously, there's no cure for a cold sore.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they all say. And so then people are just being like, oh, this, it probably just worked for you, maybe But maybe.
You know what's really frustrating me?
I feel like if I go do ice and nail polish remover and whatever else on my lip, it's going to just flare. It's going to be a hot air balloon.
You have proper chlamydia.
Exactly.
Then. Michelle swears by lysine. She says, take it every day. It's a preventative.
It drives me nuts that we have these excellent conversations so early and there's nowhere open. I want to go down and get some nail polish remover and shove it on his face.
Shove it on you right now.
What about nowhere open?
What about in an ice tray, in one cube, put nail varnish remover, in one put Bongella, and in one put lysine, and then you are doing the frozen moment but you're also doing the healing agent.
Perfect.
And we can compare.
Okay.
Is there any chemist open in town? Come on, let us know.
The Vic's fine for now.
Dave's herpes,
and
pass
the mustache. And chlamydia.
Here's Harry Styles
and the clap.
7.43 now, and all this week on the show we've got €200 to give you at every single day celebrating the one where friends comes to McDonald's. Again, we have to say this. Could this collaboration be any more iconic?
You get to say that.
I think you are looking at it glass half empty.
Okay.
Could this collaboration be any more iconic? Because you're going down with the inflection.
Sorry.
Which is not what Ross would want.
Could this collaboration...
Chandler, for God's sake.
Could this collaboration be any more iconic?
Again, it's too...
Oh, whatever, do it.
Could this collaboration be any more iconic? It needs to be a bit more... less laboured.
Right. Interesting.
Dave?
Listen, the exclusive Friends meal is now available, no matter how you say it. You can choose between a Big Mac, 9 McNuggets with Monica's infamous marinara sauce, or McPlant meal, and you'll get one of 6 Friends collectibles. So it's only sticking around for a limited time now in McDonald's restaurants nationwide or via Mac delivery.
Yep, and we are giving away a €200 this morning. On to play is Adam.
It is. On his way to work. What do you do for work, Adam?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, very good. Very primary, nice. Secondary?
Secondary.
What very subjects good. Do you teach?
A bit of history, geography and computer.
Now, history is an interesting one because of all the dates. Do you know what I mean?
Like, kind of crucial.
So many dates to remember. Quick, Adam, when did World War II start?
Sometime like 70 years ago.
So
great,
true.
You'd be a deadly teacher.
So true, Adam. Do you know what? It's hard to pinpoint.
So true.
Like, with war, it's in the works for years. It's like, who started that? How long's the string of thread? Do you know what I mean?
Who really
caused that stuff?
You're dead right.
Now, can I just say, 70 years is incorrect.
Is it? I'm too slow at maths.
That's the test, you know what I mean? I'm telling you, teaching you how to get it right. You know?
Do you know what? You're a fantastic teacher. I like it, Adam. Let's hope that next year you get the subject of friends to teach everybody.
It's only a matter of time before that comes into school.
Because we got €200 this morning to give away. If you know the show Friends, we're putting 30 seconds on the clock. You got to answer 3 questions correct to win the cash, and all the answers will either be Rachel, Monica, Phoebe, Joey, Chandler or Ross. Something that the Leaving Cert and Junior Cert should do, multiple choice. Options.
Mm. Yes, and only guys get 3 correct and you go to college.
Yeah.
Great. All right, here we go. 30 seconds are on the clock. Let's do this. Who married Mike?
Phoebe.
Who owned Marcel the monkey?
Ross.
Who dated Janis?
Chandler.
My God.
Who screamed pivot?
Are you still going? 3.
We only need 3.
He's done.
He did it.
When he said Ross, I heard pass. How did I mishear that? I heard a pass.
That's funny. I like that.
Very good.
Well done, Adam.
Smashed it.
Adam. You're going to college.
Nice, guys.
And you get €200.
I was like, guys, they're wasting his time doing the Janis. Oh my God, we've got stuff to do here. Oh my God. I was like, stop.
Adam, congratulations. €200 on the way to you.
Well done, Adam. Enjoy
school. Great, guys. Thanks so much.
Bye. Have a great day. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Do you want me to do it again?
Yeah.
Well, I can only do impressions.
Now we have time.
I can only do impressions on the fly when I don't know what they're going to come out like. If I have time to think about them, they won't come out right.
I need you to do, oh my God, but in the style of the Grinch.
Oh my God. No, but for Janis, I think I'd hold my nose and I'd go, oh my God.
That was really good.
What's the thing she goes, and I love you, Chandler Bing.
Now do everything you just said in the Trump. Start with, oh my God, and I love you, Chandler Bing.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I love you, Chandler Bing.
Not in that way.
Not in that very way. Manly of course way. Not in that way. Very manly way. Beautiful woman.
It is 7:47. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. This is the latest release from Bruno Mars. It's called I Just Might. You're on Spin. Spin. 103.8. Dublin.
On it. Emma, Dave and Fiona. in the morning. I like where
this is going. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Hey, how happening? Are you guys? I was touched by an angel yesterday.
Excuse me.
Something special and good.
Isn't that a song?
To me.
Touched by an angel? No.
Probably. Okay. I think it's like a phrase in life that never applies to me. But I just had a streak of good luck. After work.
I had some much nicer sentence than you were touched by an angel.
It's a bit weird.
I know. Touched is creepy, but I just feel like it's a bit of fun as well.
I imagine, you know, the angel could give you a little tap on the shoulder.
Yeah, that's it. Or like a little boop on the nose.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I went after work to get a savoury crepe, and I was carrying to the car my crepe, my Stanley cup and a coffee cup, which is just, it's too much. And like, you're trying to find your keys, you're trying to find the parking ticket. It's a lot of faff. So
I always put my keys in the wrong pocket, no matter what I'm holding.
Like, when will we learn?
Like, it should just be always in the same pocket. But sometimes I have so much stuff in my left hand, so I put it and I go in the right pocket and it's not there. I'm like, how am I meant to get around this?
And modern life is so hard.
On the ground.
I know.
Oh God.
Or
no.
Worse, on the roof of your car.
Oh. And then you're going to drive away with
it. I know.
It. Oh my God.
Always.
But anyway, so I was trying to get into the cart with all this stuff, and just gravity, the crepe flipped out of my hand. And I was like, no. I was like, at the very least, it's going to land upside down and all the filling is going to be like all over the car park floor, and I'm going to have to pretend I won't eat it, but I still will eat it, obviously. I look. It landed perfectly. Face up. Face of crepe up. In the little like side place of the car. Do you know, like the side pocket
of the
like,
door.
And it just landed up looking at me. Like, I could have ate it from there. I could have like got down on my knees and just like ate the thing like I was a cow at a trough.
I think angels have a little bit more to be doing than looking after your crepes.
I think this was the best thing that ever happened to me and it won't be topped. So I'm doing the lotto later.
Yeah,
and
good job.
I'm just feeling good.
All right, here we go. Tricky 10. Let's try and get top of the leaderboards today. Already at the moment, where are we at? You'd enjoy this week.
It's a first. We've got a tie between Tuesday's player Ross and yesterday's players Maggie and Lucy. They both scored 7 in 55 seconds. So that is the score to beat today.
Anna is there this morning to give this a go. What are you up to?
I'm just getting ready for work.
What do you
do? Doing my makeup.
And where are you?
I'm in my house and I work in a library.
Oh
my God,
very
fun.
Nice.
Sorry, I wanted to talk about wearing makeup. Sorry.
Anna, working in a library, it's such an elusive job. I'm like, how do
I know.
You have to do, like, do you have to do a master's and stuff, don't you, to get into the library?
I didn't, but to be like an actual librarian, yeah, you do.
What are you?
Yeah, it is whimsical.
Do you just work from the library, or do you actually work in, like, is your job the library?
My job is the library.
But you're not a librarian.
Your job is beat.
No.
His job is beat.
And tell me, what's the story these days? Because like the library offers so many, I feel like I need to talk in a calm voice, so many great free things for people, like
DVDs.
I think it's moved on to like their own streaming service. Am
audio
I right?
Books.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. There's DVDs as well, but they kind of collect us.
Yeah, no, right. Don't worry. I was joking. I would never go to a library and get a DVD.
Well,
it's all done online. It's all done online these days. But yeah, I do like the library.
Because when I was in school and people used to mitch off going to study after school, my friends and I used to go to the library and like a lot of them would be kissing and stuff in the library.
In the library?
Does that still happen?
Oh my God.
Yes, that is a big thing.
Really?
Like, I'm in a college. But oh my God, yes.
You like a lot.
I've never heard it. Isn't that a thing in Friends where like Ross is trying to like basically protect his book, his thesis, and his people
keep. That's where everyone goes to.
Yeah.
Get down and dirty.
Honestly, the Lismore Library was hopping in Westwater to people shifting after school.
That's so funny.
And once you're not like being loud,
people would never do it in the Rathmines.
Once the mics aren't on you, like in Love Island.
It's fine. And there was really comfy couches, people. I think I got a few shifts in the library.
Wow. Very nice. All right. Well, as a librarian or not a librarian or nearly a librarian and working in the library, I'd imagine you're quite clever. So hopefully you'll be getting the €1,000 if you get all 10 correct. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and you answer 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We'll only be able to accept your first answer. So if you don't know the answer, just just take a minute and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a brand new Fuzzy Charged Snooty to get cosy this winter. And as I said, if you answer all 10 questions correctly, we'll give you €1,000 on the spot. Now, Tuesday's player Ross and Wednesday's player Maggie and Lucy both scored 7 in 55
wow.
seconds.
Okay.
So we've currently got a tie on the top of the leaderboard. Hopefully you can beat that. Do you think that's possible? Do you think you're able to do it?
Maybe. I'll try.
Come on, Anna.
I've got a good feeling about Anna.
Yeah, so do I. All right, Anna, the best of luck. Emma's going to ask your questions and count you in.
Take a deep breath.
Cool,
here
thanks.
We go. 3, 2, 1. What is half of 14?
7.
USA pre-clearance is in what terminal at Dublin Airport?
2.
How many live action Alvin and the Chipmunks films have there been?
4.
In darts, if you hit a treble one, what would you have scored? A treble one.
3.
How many solo studio 3. Albums has Justin Timberlake released?
6.
How many Super Bowls has Travis Kelce played in?
3.
When you're invited to a wedding, you're often given a plus what?
1.
How many digits are there in an Irish mobile phone number?
10.
Charlie Sheen starred in 2.5 Men for how many seasons?
8.
And on a 24-hour clock, what time would it be at 2100 hours?
9.
Oh my God. Anna, how do you think you did?
Oh, I have no idea. The sports one's got me.
Oh, I wouldn't talk yourself down, Anna. I think you did incredibly well. Let's have a look now. Let's tally it up.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Is that our highest score ever?
I think it is. I don't think anyone's ever gotten a 9.
Anna, the librarian, I knew it. We had a feeling about you, Anna.
I really did, because you were quietly confident, which is appropriate for a library.
God,
there were some of those that I could not believe that you got right.
Yeah, I was
like,
waiting.
Okay.
Yeah.
But nothing to do with you, just to do with knows that. Like, the Alvin and the Chipmunks one, I heard you be like, oh, for God's sake, but you got it right. It was 4. The Justin Timberlake app, I heard you'd be like, oh God, but it was correct, it was 6. The only one you missed out on was how many Super Bowls has Travis Kelce played in? You said 3, it was 5. But other than that, like, that is unbelievable. We've never gotten a 9.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah,
you should be.
Are you not a bit sickened? You're only 1 off the 10 to win the grand.
Painful, but I'm happy with that.
She's on that library money, honey.
You're officially the highest ever scorer on the tricky 10. Anna, well done.
Well done, Anna.
I'll take
that's
it.
Incredible. Sorry.
That was a bit loud.
Snap.
Anna, congratulations. Have a fantastic day.
Mind yourself,
cool,
Anna.
Bye.
Thanks a million.
Bye, Anna.
See you, bye.
Bye. What a sickener. Oh, already calls coming in on WhatsApp. You know the usual now.
Give her the 1,000 euro.
Ah, yous are so mean. Give her the grand. She didn't get 10, right, lads?
it's the whole part of it. But still, I feel so alive after that.
If I had my way, you'd get a grand if you got 3 right.
Look, I'd give you all a grand. Everyone listening.
You get a grand. You get a grand. You get a grand.
But I don't have it.
But
and
that's how the recession happened.
If you think you can beat Anna's incredible score of 9, can you get a 10 and win a grand? Message us and play tomorrow, or try and beat her and get top of the leaderboard on top of that too.
I was out in town over the weekend on Saturday. I met a friend for coffee. Dwayne was in as well. He was getting a haircut. And then we were kind of like walking around town. And after this, we were going to go for some pub grub and go
lovely.
Home.
Lovely.
You know,
Dwayne's
just
her dog.
Simple. Dwayne is my dog.
it's
very
not
close.
It's her husband.
My dog is Danish, so it gets confusing. Sometimes I just call them both Dwayne-ish hope for the best. So we were out and we were going for pub grub. And sometimes, and I'm also pregnant, by the way, and sometimes when you're pregnant, you just need like real plain basic food. So I was like, right, I'm just going to get like goujons or something.
I'm not pregnant, and there was a fish pie cooked in my house the other day, and I nearly vomited.
Really?
I was like, that smells horrendous.
I don't know if I've told this story before. My mom was making fish pie once years ago, and you're meant to use fish stock at like 500 mils or whatever, and instead she used fish oil.
Oh.
And the smell, I don't think ever left the house. Oh. And we were all trying to eat it, being like, thanks so much, and it was rancid.
Oh my
it was
God.
Awful. Like, it was so much more concentrated. But anyway, so we were at this pub, and I ordered...
Are we saying a pub that will remain unnamed?
Yeah, nothing bad happened.
All right, okay.
And if it did, it was my fault, which we'll get into. But I ordered my goujons and chips, and I... Do you know, do you ever get a feeling when you're in a pub or a restaurant or whatever, and you're like, these people hate me.
Everywhere I walk in.
They want me dead. They want my head
on
a platter.
There's nothing worse, and I think as I got older, before I was such a people pleaser, if I got a bad vibe off a waiter or a waitress and I thought they didn't like me, I'd lick up more.
Yeah. Exactly.
Whereas now I'm like, I'm giving you a business. Like, I get a bit more like...
You're getting to that stage.
I get a bit like...
Thanks.
If you give me...
Well, you won't be getting a tip.
Yes. Hope you get a tip off me. A tip for what? That's how I say, give you a tip. Don't eat the yellow snow. I was just getting the feeling. I was like, it's not good. I got my goujons and chips. They were like, I know obviously that is freezer food, but it was like, they were like not trying to hide that it was freezer food at all. And I was like, okay, grand, I deserve that for what I ordered. But
That's such a typical Fiona Brawley thing to say.
I deserve this.
Yeah.
I'm probably paying 20 euros.
They're well within their right to slap me in the face.
No, hit me while you give it. Well, some people pay extra for that, to be fair. But so I ordered the goujons, and then these three lads beside me were all getting fish and chips, and I was like, that actually looks unreal. And I was like she just like left the table, and I was like, do you mind if I change to the fish and chips? And she was like, I've just put the order in. And I was like, I was like, I know you could change it, but I was like, that's fine, that's grand, whatever.
After, I thought this was after the goujons arrived.
I jumped ahead with the goujons. Okay, so say I've just ordered.
Oh my God.
And then I was like, can I? And she was like, no, I've already put it in. And I was like, right, grand,
sorry,
whatever.
What?
No, I was like, maybe the chef's crazy. Like, maybe it's busy, whatever. Then I ask for something which I now know to be completely irrational. And how dare I? It was a pint of my Waddy Orange. The absolute neck of me, she brings a glass, which is fine. It's not like I need hydration for me and my child. The glass is obviously gone in a few seconds. What do you say if you're like getting like a pint of cordial or a pint of squash or whatever?
I say, can I have a pint of, yeah.
Pint glass.
And would you call it like my Waddy, or would you be like cordial?
I'd normally say my
squash.
Waddy.
Yeah.
I'd say my Waddy.
So then the second guy, because obviously I had this gone in a flash, and I was like, can I get a pint of my Waddy Orange, a second one? And he was like, looked at me literally like I had like 14 heads and was like, yeah. And then he came back 5 minutes later and he was like, I don't know what that is. And I was like, oh. And I was like, okay. I was like, a pint of my Waddy Orange. And Dwayne was like, you just said the same thing again to him. Like,
how does he not get that?
I was like, sorry, it's like an orange dilute. And he was like, oh, yeah. And then he just never came back again.
Oh,
so I was like, okay,
gosh.
Grand. And then I asked him for a garlic dip, and he brought back like a literal thimble size and like ran away. And then I had to ask again. And do you know when you're just like, this is the worst day of my life?
Yeah.
Like, everyone here.
I would have kicked up such a fuss.
Well, like, what are
I
you
would instantly
do?
Be over to the manager and be like, okay, so my Waddy is this. Please train them people that what my Waddy is. This is not a normal size of garlic dip.
Well, maybe it's the manager's fault. Maybe they pick the thing.
I would like to change my order to a fish and chip. I would have, when the thing came, when I didn't order that. I ordered the fish and chips.
But I didn't. It was my fault. Anyway, so I was trying to put together a list, a guide of what to do if a waiter hates you. Because I know some people might Google this, and I wouldn't recommend Google, because AI Overview says, A, identify the cause. Consider if the service issue is due to a misunderstanding, busyness, or genuinely poor service. It's not due to any of those things. It's your fault.
Yeah.
It's something you did, okay? So you just need to do that. The second thing it says is talk to the manager. Don't ever do that. That's the worst thing you can do. Finally, be polite but firm. No, just shrivel up in a ball and die. So here's my version of what you should do.
Oh, Fiona, this is going to be helpful.
Yeah,
first up, know it's your fault. You'll never find out what you did wrong. You could look like their ex. You could have hung your coat in the back of the chair the wrong way. You could have arrived in just as they were about to go to the bathroom and check their phone. It doesn't matter. Just know that you are the problem.
No.
Next, accept that you won't be able to make the situation better.
No.
So over-explain to compensate. Tell them you used to work in a restaurant yourself, so you actually know how things are. And ask them, have they had a break today? Ask so many questions about their personal life, trying to be friendly, that you actually eat into any potential break time they might have had.
Okay.
And that makes them hate you more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Next, stack all the plates after you've eaten.
Oh, I always do that.
In a way that you think is helpful, but it actually makes their job more difficult. But you believe you've helped, so that's all that matters. And finally, never under any circumstances ask for the manager. In fact, if you see someone who remotely resembles a manager approaching your table to ask how your meal was, just put a napkin over your head and pretend to be asleep until they leave. Questions?
I did the same on Irish Rail. Napkin over the head. I'm asleep. Don't be asking me for that.
Fiona, you need to instill more confidence in the child you're about to give birth
to. Yeah, mother
to,
of God.
No. It's the girly quiz. Makeup, hands, and tears.
How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. Oh, my last girly quiz before I go on holidays.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And your chance to either go up or down because you are 2-2 at the moment. That's 2 wins, 2 losses.
That makes me nervous.
Yes, it is scary. Welcome into the girly quiz. If you've never heard this before, this is where myself, Emma, and the women of Dublin and beyond test Dave on all things girly. 3 questions stand between him and humiliation. He has a bit of help. He's got to simplify, which it can be a bit like a 50-50. It can take a different form depending on the question. And he has his phone a female, which today is Lucy.
It is. Hello, Lucy. How are you, pet?
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad, Lucy. Now, you know what question is coming if you have listened to the girly quiz before. And the question is, what is it that you are an expert in when it comes to females? Is it body parts? Is it health? Is it beauty? Is it something else? Are you a jackie of all trades?
Oh, God, I hope I'm a jack of all trades.
Okay, very nice. Anything you'd you kind of hone in on? No?
Probably beauty.
Beauty. Okay, fantastic. Yeah, that's good,
good to know. Good to know.
She does it all.
All right, Lucy, you hang on there. No doubt about it. Dave will need you at some point. Let's kick this off. And as always, if there's little ears in the car, beware. The girly quiz tends to get into uncharted waters from time to time. So just keep your hand on the dial. We'll do our best to keep it PG, but Dave's mad.
You never know what I'll say.
Some things he has to learn.
Question number one on the girly quiz.
Sometimes I just go for it, girls, you know?
So question one on the girly quiz this week, David Hammond. Why might lip gloss sting?
Why might lip gloss sting? I would imagine it could be for a couple of reasons. Mm. It could be because it has maybe like some sort of... maybe you have a cut on your lip. Mm. Maybe you have very dry lips.
Mm, yeah.
Maybe there's chili oil or something in the lip balm. But I don't know. I wonder, ask the question again.
Why might lip gloss sting?
I think you can't not give me if you had a cut on your I don't think you can say no to that because that would sting.
I don't like when you do stuff like this.
No. I don't know what Chris Tarrant would have said on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire about this question.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
That's bringing your personal life into it. This is like, why...
Scientifically,
no, might a lip gloss that you purchased...
That wasn't the question, though. Why might a lip gloss sting? Because you had a cut on your lip.
Oh, you've annoyed me now. You've annoyed me with that.
I've annoyed them. Because he's know what? He's dead right, girls. He's dead right.
Okay, do you know what... That's not the answer.
Yes, it is. It doesn't matter if it's not what you're looking for. It's the answer.
But it's not what's written down.
Yeah, but then you have to reword the question.
You know
that's on you.
It's been a while. Let's just put this out to the public. You decide. The answer we were looking for was it has ingredients intended to deliberately irritate the skin, which causes the swelling or plumping reaction, which is the achieved goal. So, is he well wrong or do we have to give it to him?
I'm not having people, based on the way the question is worded.
I think it's a real snarky little answer.
The reaction is already in. And I'm going to go with what the text is saying. Dan, I'm screaming, plumping at the radio. Put him in timeout. Don't give it to him.
What?
Put him in the
Chloe, charity. Don't give him that. No, you cannot give it to him.
But that's not fair.
That was
fair.
From Cahill.
Okay, do you know what you do? Hold it, see what people say overall at the end, and we'll go to that. Yeah, okay.
I don't think we should give that to you.
That's ridiculous. That is not my fault how you worded the question.
How could we word it?
I suppose what would be an ingredient in lip balm that would make...
But how would you ever know that?
I don't know, but what... Like, you know what I mean? I think, yeah.
Why might a lip gloss stick? Oh, shut up.
Is I have a cut in my lip an appropriate answer? You decide for Dave this week because I can't be bothered fighting with him. 087-711-103 and WhatsApp. We move.
It's real like, who's the president of Ireland? Some woman. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it isn't at all.
Anyway, Dave, question number 2. You've annoyed me now. Why might a woman inject salmon sperm under her eyes?
Ah, crap.
Why might a woman inject salmon sperm under her eyes?
Can I just say, it's the most disgusting idea of a beauty treatment.
I know someone who does this, and...
Ah, we're all at it.
I don't think it's... I don't think he's a woman.
You don't have to be.
No.
Anyone can. Sorry. Why might a person inject salmon skin, sperm, under their eyes?
Salmon sperm. It's to make them... it's almost like to have a nice effect, like a wet look, almost.
A wet look.
What? Would it be to get rid of bags? I don't know. Do you think Lucy would know this?
Probably.
Nice.
Okay. She said beauty was her thing.
Yeah, okay, Lucy, let's call you in. 30 seconds on the clock. Why would a person potentially put salmon sperm under their eyes?
I think it's done for anti-wrinkles.
Anti-wrinkles, so kind of like the bags underneath your eyes.
Yeah, almost. I think they inject it under your eyes so that you get less bags under your eyes. I think it's like anti-wrinkles is the right term.
Anti-wrinkles, amazing, thank you. Yeah. Okay. Now, Lucy, out of interest, would you have given me the right answer on the first question?
Oh, yeah, lip plumper.
No, but would you have agreed with me saying if you had a cut on your lip, that's when your lips would sing?
I'd say... as a result of that, I would sing, but I don't know if that's why.
Let's see how you get on with this. What's your final answer question to
anti-wrinkles. It's to get rid of wrinkles. Yay.
Well done.
Nice one, Lucy. Thank you so much. Yay. You have got a Just Eat voucher on the way to you.
Very, very good.
Thanks,
Talk to you later. Multiple benefits to the salmon sperm. It can reduce inflammation as well, boost collagen, and generally creates
firmer,
smoother skin.
Would you have accepted get rid of the bags under your eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Can I ask a question really quickly on that before we move on to question three? Is that because you can't get Botox there?
Yes, so you either have to get that blepharoplasty, which is a bit more invasive. Yeah, so it's good.
Okay, very good. We rock on to question number three. Dave, Virgin Media has been playing the song Last Night at Tampax Saved My Vibe.
Oh my God, yes.
They've been playing that very frequently during the breaks of Love Island this season. Can you name one other tampon brand?
Oh my God.
Other than Tampax.
That's not a Tampax, save my vibe.
No, I can't. Wings. Wings.
Wings?
Dolphins. No, wings. Okay. Oh God, I don't know. It's something weird.
Tampax have taken over the...
They really have.
Their market.
They're like the Hoover of tampons.
Paddy tampon.
Paddington tampon.
No, go on. Let's 50-50 this one.
Okay, so our Simplify, we will give you the first letter.
Oh, come on.
Of another tampon.
That's not
brand.
50-50. That's ridiculous. This is... You just want me to lose.
No, it's hard. How else could we do this one? Okay, so the first letter of another tampon brand is L.
That doesn't help, like, at all. Lady. That's not... that. This has been...
Okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. A Simplify, I think, is fair. Give him half the word.
Okay.
Because it won't help.
Okay. Go on.
Lil.
Can you picture him in the shops?
No. Why would I?
I guess.
Lily O'Brien's. No, that's the chocolate. Lily Bordello's. Lily Ann.
Can I say, though, a very fair girly quiz question?
Absolutely not. The 50-50 is you have to 50-50 it.
Well, because it's not always possible.
Callum.
Simplify is not a 50-50. It is.
What is wrong with you? Why are you on their side all of a sudden?
It's always
it's made the question.
Do you know what?
Easier.
Fine. I've lost the girly quiz then this week. Because obviously the first question wasn't good enough an answer for you. The third question, I have absolutely no idea. Fine. Whatever.
Oh,
whatever.
Oh,
it takes all the fun out of it when you're just going, no, it's not this. It has to be this. And then you're taking away the rule of the Simplify, which has always been 50-50.
It hasn't. Sometimes 50-50 doesn't work.
Yeah, but
that's why it's called Simplify. Sometimes
the Simplify, it's always to help me out a little bit.
We're trying to help.
That did not give me any clue at all.
The answer was Lilettes.
Never. Never, ever would have got that.
Well, that's why you're a loser.
Leonie's message, Dave's a big baby.
I am going to cry.
there are tears coming out of this valid crash out,
I'm afraid. If it does make any difference...
It doesn't.
I've just done the maths in terms of the votes on the first question. It was 45% give it to him, 55% don't give it to him. So,
whoa.
55%, you were correct in your questioning.
Okay.
If the show is a little bit weird from here on in for the next hour, it's because I hate them.
She's really genuinely annoyed at
us. Sorry, I just want to get to a few more of the interaction coming in. Denise says, cute tantrum, Dave. And someone else says, it's Chloe, and she says, poor old Dave, he's on his period.
Yes, get him some lilettes.
And my God almighty, you just missed one of the most nasty girly quizzes we've had in a while.
Really? I'm fine.
You seem fine.
I'm fine.
It was honestly, I was honestly a bit scared of Dave. I'd have never seen him like that.
Dave, tell everyone what your father just texted you.
Calm down.
Dave just had a complete and utter crash out.
Why are you on their side all of a sudden? You just want me to lose. No. Fine. Whatever.
Oh my God.
Whatever.
Wow,
it takes all the fun out of it when you're just going, no, no, it's not this. It has to be this.
Jeez, I feel like that was...
I actually don't remember any of that. I think I blacked out.
Hey, about what I said back there. That was crazy.
This isn't you.
At one point, I was just feeling... It felt like I was having an out-of-body experience.
Yeah,
I was just watching Dave and Fiona go at it, and I was like, forgot I was on the radio.
I was like, is this prep for motherhood? Like, is he trying to, like, show me what it would be like to have a two-year-old?
I personally think if I find a loophole in your questions, I should be allowed to have that answer. That's the law.
Well, we let the public decide.
Dave, what's your father say?
Calm down. Deep breaths.
Now, just to wrap this up for once and for all on a really positive note, Jessica said, typical Man United fan.
Let's go! My David Fiona in the morning.
It is a day for the Ducks. I'd say the Ducks are even over it.
I'd say they're like, yeah, we've had our time.
Yeah, the Ducks are like, I love this.
This is unreal
this is
for
dead.
Me.
Dead.
Have you guys heard this conspiracy theory? Well, like maybe not conspiracy theory, that Apple alarms aren't working anymore on your phone.
Well, mine went off the other day and my phone was on loud and it was like, as in I woke to it, but it was so quiet.
Really?
Yeah.
Thankfully, mine have been grand, but...
Mine always go off.
So it's apparently the alarms and like that your phone is just like predictive texting, like stuff that you don't want it to say, which is kind of happening to me as well. I don't know if I just need a new phone.
Okay.
But the alarm thing is definitely happening and I've heard tell of it throughout the town. But anyway, my husband, Dwayne, just woke up, obviously a work from home day, waking up at 9:05. And he was like, the alarms didn't go off again, woken by dog fart.
Wow.
Which is good. Because I was like, you need to get an alarm clock. Like, you need to get an alarm clock and put it, like, you know, away from the bed so you actually get up. Or the dog can just do a nice, juicy toot. And that'll wake you up.
Well, do you know what I learned today coming into work?
Go on.
That today is National Fart Day.
Is it?
Or National Do a Fart Day. I might actually get Callum to just kind of fact check that.
Can we please check? There's been a lot of talk of farts recently.
I learned that on two lads who look like eggs on the back of a bus.
Oh, I know the ones.
They're just quirky.
Callum, crazy like that.
February 5th is National Fart Day.
Oh, wow. Anyone have a fart
sounds
sound then
like
to
fart.
Celebrate?
Feb 5th fart. You don't want mine
no,
in here.
No, you don't want
it
mine.
Really take the tone down of the show.
Yeah, let's
isn't it incredible that we've worked together in this room for so long and there's never been a stinker?
Thank Mother of God the studio's so big.
Don't jinx it now.
Oh, really, Dave?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a panic that it's going to waft over here?
Like, I'd say twice a week.
Really?
I do remember once being like, what's that smell? And you were like, sorry, did that happen or did I make that up?
No, you made that up.
All right.
If you hit a button there, Emma.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Good morning. Coming up, we will be playing one of our favourite games. It's 1 Second at the Cinema, where we play you 1 second clip from a film and you have to guess what it is and you win IMC cinema passes. It's all circular. Guess about the cinema, go to the cinema.
Lovely,
we love it.
Lovely. I want to harp back to Tuesday morning show. I got a fright of my life. I'll retell the story as quickly as I can because we did this after 8 o'clock, so you might not be aware. Basically, I was treated to an amazing Christmas present. My boyfriend Jack surprised me with a flight to Thailand. Okay, now he also was given a like one for all voucher type situation from work for Christmas, and very kindly he had said to me, what we'll do is we'll use that perks card to book some of the accommodation and internal flights that we
amazing.
need. And I was like, thank you so much, amazing. So we were doing that over the bank holiday weekend, and then he was like, right, there's probably what, a couple of £100 left on that voucher, why don't we go on now and book our bags on, because when I was booking the flights I never book baggage. And I was like, grant. So off we went onto the website looking it up, and we got the fright of our lives, ended up on the phone to customer care and everything, being like, is there a mistake, sir? Because they're charging €50 per 5 kg of baggage, okay? So your regular 25 kg that you'd bring to Spain for 2 weeks or whatever, That's going to add up to €250 per flight. Now, bear in mind, when you're flying somewhere far away as like Bangkok, you're going to have to stop over in Abu Dhabi or Dubai or whatever. So that's one flight over that far, another flight to Bangkok, and the same home.
Now, say how he did this, because didn't he book like the cheapest possible seat ever?
Yeah, Jack's never like...
They're thinking of upgrading to, wait for it, economy.
Which is
inside the plane.
Would you believe that when you speak to customer care, they don't regard you very highly when you're on a basic fare?
No
and
way.
They don't even allow you the opportunity to move to economy. So we're being
punished. You
couldn't
have people like you, riffraff like you, in economy.
Exactly.
Now get back out there and direct the plane.
And economy, yes, you are correct in thinking economy is just the basic thing that you'd normally get.
Honestly,
somehow they managed to get a cheaper seat than that.
I did ask him because I was like, I didn't want to be like, where's your cheap... he was like, I just saw, like, it was Skyscanner, I think.
Okay,
he
right, right, right.
So he was just like, oh, brilliant, I can afford this now, grand, off we go.
Typical man, didn't even think.
Yeah. But yeah, you're punished, I think, based on the basic fare, because you can't add bags after the fact without this huge cost.
So
which makes
bad.
No sense if you're booking basic. Anyway, look, here we are. It's a Rob. And if you want to bring a 25kg bag, each person is going to be cost a grand. It's just mental.
Insane.
Jack is determined on the back of this. I'm not giving them a euro. They're not getting a cent off me. I will travel Thailand for 3 weeks with a backpack with a 7kg allocated bag that you're given to carry on. Lots of people were in touch about this over the last few days. So let's get Tony on.
Have you tried pricing shipping it out? Ship 20 kilos out there. It'll cost you a lot less. Arrive at your hotel. Be there when you get there. All good. Everyone's happy. Ship it back. Why not?
That's actually a good idea. But I really like Jack's idea. I think the fact that Jack was going to try do the whole holiday, 3 weeks in Thailand on 7kg, I think is so impressive. And it's the type of man I want to be, but I just can't, because I would do 7kg on my medication alone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, me too.
Honestly, there's the anxiety now. That's for the sleep, and that's for waking up in a good mood. And that's,
the uppers,
that's
me
just
downers,
for fun.
The in-betweeners.
I still don't know what I'm going to do, but he is determined and understandable that he's not giving them another cent. Great idea with the shipping them out, Cahill.
Yeah, I'd be going just to carry on. 7kgs, bring over a few outfits. Mm. Then when you get over there, just spend the grand you'd spend on the bags, on clothes and essentials and stuff like that. And then if you buy stuff over there that you really, really like, just post it back ahead of you leaving. And then it'll arrive in your... at home at some point.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a lot to be said for the postage.
Posting
today
is actually quite a clever idea.
I think so too. What I will say is, I'm trying to work a capsule wardrobe, guys.
Well, you've already really not been doing that based on the orders that you've been getting into the office so far this year.
What I will say is, as soon as I figured out as soon as he told me we were going to Thailand, I was putting outfits together in my head.
Of course.
Like, if stuff I want to bring. But look, I understand. Yeah, it's €1,000. Is it worth it? Absolutely not. Paul was on.
So, going to Thailand, I've been a few times, and you know, I think it'd be really liberating going with almost nothing. And just like the bare essentials, fresh pair of knickers, a toothbrush, and that. And then once you get there, hit the local markets and you will get everything for like practically nothing. You can have a new outfit every night. On your way home, just dump the whole lot.
Wow.
No, it's not very environmentally friendly and everything.
Not very.
But either is showing a grand or €2,000 towards bringing bags on board.
Yeah, you know, so right. But at the same time, I'm not sure about the idea of dumping them.
Hey,
there's only people that would appreciate
just
it.
Just give them to people.
Climate change be damned.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, look, what we've done is Jack has done a practice pack. I got him to do it last night, and we're going to do a live weigh on the show in a sec.
I love this.
I love him.
He thinks everything he needs is in this bag that's in studio, which is like a school bag. So the live weigh coming next. First ambulance spin. A Tuesday show, got the fright of our lives, myself and my partner Jack, as we were looking ahead to book on our bags for our upcoming trip to Thailand. We learned this airline are charging 20 or €50 per 25kg. If I got
per
that
5kg.
Wrong, yes. I've got all
absolutely
wrong.
Absolutely insane.
I've got all wrong.
Sorry, I just said yes. I was like, yes, you've done everything perfectly.
€50 they're charging per 5kg. So if you're to bring a 25kg bag to Thailand, by the time you get four flights, because two over, two back, it's going to cost you €1,000. Jack immediately obviously got the fright of his life. So did I. I was like, what the hell am I going to do? I still haven't worked out what I'm going to do, but Jack has said, not a hope in hell are they getting a euro off me.
Yeah.
They do include 7 kg carry-on rather than the standard 10 kg. Really
so
weird.
So stingy.
But he's like, I'm going to make it work. I'm going to do it. So on the show, when I was telling you about this debacle the other day, Dylan got in touch.
To go home and got her 3 weeks worth of clothes, and then he has to bring it in and weigh it live.
So very good.
With me in studio today is Jack's Thailand bag. You can see it here.
That's the bag.
This is his Thailand bag.
Oh my God, that's basically like a school bag.
Yeah, literally. For context, this is a backpack he brings to work every day. Normally has his laptop and his lunch in it, right?
It is a little bit long.
It's a long laptop bag.
Yeah.
It's probably too much for a laptop and a lunch, but it's too little for a trip to Thailand.
I think we must stress that.
That's the size, if you can picture it. Too big for lunch, too small for Thailand.
he had the measuring tape out last night. Trying to get the width of it and everything, because they're not getting
Does it have to fit in a little box of doom?
Not a euro.
Box of doom.
So we started walking around. I was like, what are you going to bring here? Like, what do you need?
Little day bag, hat, 2 pairs of shorts, 5 socks.
Can't wear sandals without socks.
I was like, Jack, you don't need 5 pairs of socks.
I always feel he's English, so it was really jarring. I didn't hear any. All I heard was the accent. What did he pack? I didn't hear any of that.
Little day bag, hat, 2 pairs of shorts, 5 socks.
Can't wear sandals without socks on.
Does he say Lil Dave?
Lil Day bag.
Oh,
Lil Fanny Pack.
I thought he was talking to me. And I was,
Lil Dave.
He was like, right, Lil Dave, I've got this.
Right, Lil Dave, hop in the bag.
In fact, have you got a dumbbell knocking around?
There's an AKG in the thing, yeah.
Laughing.
But why?
Not saying a dumbbell, no, but like, you can see how heavy it is.
See if you can do a shoulder press with your bag and the dumbbell.
That is so light. I'm going to get me out of this shit, isn't
there? I don't believe a word of it. He had an 8 kg dumbbell in one hand and his bag in the other, and he was trying to do shoulder presses.
Stop. How much was the 8 kg?
So the 8 kg dumbbell and then...
Oh, 8 kg. Sorry, I thought it was 8 kg.
Why do you have an 8 kg dumbbell?
At home, in the house.
That's too much.
But basically, he was trying to use that as a weighing scales because we don't have one that's going to work for the bag. And then his priorities got all mixed up as far as I'm concerned.
So what else do I need to take?
Jocks.
And goggles.
Goggles?
I thought you said, once again, my hearing is gone. I thought you said docks. I was like, he hardly needs to bring docks to Thailand.
No, sorry, you're goggles. Missing out on the fact that he wants to bring his goggles. No.
So what else do I need to take?
Jocks.
And goggles.
The most important things.
Underwear and goggles. The essentials.
Like things you could 100% buy over there.
I was like, if anything now, we could probably get the goggles when we get there.
He could wear them on the plane going.
So, oh my God.
Let's get this thing weighed up. Callum has his hanger scales here.
That's very good.
Oh, it's very
good. That is a bit of kit that you'd really have.
Take a feel of that.
Okay, I want to do it as well.
Oh my God.
That's his 3 weeks.
I want to say that's 5 kg.
Really? Fiona, what do you think? Fiona's having a go. No, she's lifting it up.
That's pretty light. I would say it's like 5.
I'd say that's 5 or 6 kg.
Callum's putting it on the hanger.
Oh, okay. Bit harder with the old scales.
Whatever.
I can tell you. So what was the limit? 7.
7 kg is the limit.
I can tell you that Jack has packed 5.2.
Oh my God, I was bang on.
Sorry, unreal by us.
Oh my God.
Well, I only copied you.
That's incredible.
What?
There's only 5.
Oh my God, yes. Emma, you can start sticking some of your stuff in there.
I'm concerned.
He is such an incredible man.
There is an extra 1.8 kilograms that you can put in there.
I'm going through the bag. There's very little sun cream in that bottle.
He's packed an empty bag.
Why didn't you just get that over there? But the goggles are in.
Essential.
Sorry, what the hell?
Sorry, I'm so concerned. He's going to be this man who you meet in the hostel, the white man with dreadlocks, but like he didn't put them in by choice himself.
This is amazing.
Okay, he has his man bag in here.
Okay, yeah. Lovely. He could really... He could wear the man bag and just tuck
and
it under
cap,
his
could wear
hoodie
that goal.
Or whatever.
How many shirts are there?
That's three shirts.
3 shirts. I'm going to just throw them out of the way there.
You have to repack this. 4 shirts.
They're lovely.
He's got his sliders and he's got his jocks.
For 3 weeks. Oh, that's brilliant.
Very good.
This man.
Against the other slider. He's got his anti-repellent...
bracelets?
All the bracelets.
He hates his anti.
Anti-wave. Following me over.
of swimming shorts, one pair of regular shorts.
Sorry, is this okay for Jack? You're really laying his whole life out in the studio.
So I hope there's you have to repack in there. This. Three t-shirts, and can I say, he's after managing to get two more pairs of shorts, one Leeds United and one more swimming shorts.
Wow. Sorry, 5 kg.
Jack's not going to be wearing any shirts.
Not
over
a thing.
How did he manage
guys,
this?
That's a lot for 5 kg.
But it's also not a lot for 3 weeks.
And is he saying he's going to buy more over there? Or is he like, I'm just going to wear this?
Laundress.
Yep.
That is a capsule wardrobe.
The one thing he did say was, I'm just worried about the jocks because, like, I don't know how my body's going to react to that flight.
I'd say let's stretch to another packet of jocks. Yeah. You have 2 kilos to play
I'll
with.
Buy you jocks over there.
Yeah, if it's an issue, we'll pool together. We'll do a little revolute. And we'll...
inspiring me. Maybe I don't need to give them a cent either.
No, you
maybe.
Do.
Would that not do
you me? Just give them a lot of money. Welcome to 1 second at the cinema. This is where we play you 1 second of a movie clip. You have to guess the entire movie based on that 1 second of clip. If you do so, you win some IMC Cinema passes. There is one rule to this. If it is a franchised movie, you have to tell us the exact movie. You can't just be like, oh, it's, like, say, for example, it was Chamber of Secrets or whatever. Yeah. You can't just say Harry Potter.
It's Harry Potter.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I don't know the clip. It'd be really funny if it was Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah. Producer Colin picked this film, I think, 10 minutes ago. So
perfect.
It's none a of us Chamber know. Of Secrets.
Oh, why did I do Stop that? Because that was such a shot in the dark.
I know, and I was like, is he going to say Shrek, Toy Story? Like, what could it be? Mm. Let's have a listen to this clip together.
66.
66.
Oh, that voice.
66.
That voice is so familiar.
66.
66.
Is anything coming to mind for you? If so, you could win your way to the cinema. Message us the word cinema to 087-711-1038 on WhatsApp.
66.
Impress us all because there's three very blank expressions looking around the room here.
It sounds familiar though.
It sounds Harry Potter-esque. But I know it's been Harry Potter recently, so I don't think it would be that again.
66.
So it's not Harry Potter.
Do you know who it sounds like?
It sounds like not Dobby, but the other one, Creature. In Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Oh, yes, yes. The racist house elf.
Yes.
Less love shown towards him.
66.
Do you have any ideas coming to you? If you do, let us know about them. Cinema in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. One more time for good luck.
66.
You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And a reminder, your chance to win some epic prizes with Michaela Hayes.
Epic.
10 o'clock this morning.
Epic fail.
Bring back epic.
Sorry, guys.
No, I like it.
Okay. 10 plus 1 is back if you catch Michaela playing 11 in a row or Steve K between 10 and 7 p.m. rather than Spin's famous 10 in a row. You'll win massive prizes. There's Apple Watches, flight vouchers, hotel breaks and loads more to go. It all kicks off in 20 minutes.
For now though, welcome on into 1 second of the cinema. We play you a clip of 1 second of a movie, and if you guess the movie, you win IMC Cinema passes. It's as simple as that. Today's movie clip is this.
66.
It sounds so familiar to me. It's doing my head in. I think it sounds like Creature from Harry Potter, but it's not Harry Potter. And I, by the way, if it is like a kind of a franchise. Movie that has a franchise, then you have to guess
which
the exact
one?
Movie.
James is there. Hello.
Yeah, man.
Good. All right, James, this is the clip.
66.
What is that movie?
It's Star Wars Revenge of the Sith.
Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. I think that might be the only Star Wars I've actually seen.
Star Wars, and they're saying 66.
66.
Interesting. Shall we see if he's correct?
Yeah. Time has come. Execute Order 66.
Way!
James, spot on. Well done. Congratulations. IMC Cinema passes on the way to you.
I feel better now because I would have never gotten that.
No, I'm the same. And you know what? As soon as he said it was Revenge of the Sith, I was just like, thank God.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I was fuming that I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Here's my question. The clip said 66, right? And it's Revenge of the Sith, S-I-T-H. I heard it as the way English people say six.
Like, oh yeah, Revenge they say of Sith. Six.
Sixth. Say six, Callum.
Sixth.
Yeah.
So weird.
James, I don't think it has any relation to that. Do you know who the character is or what the Order 66
yeah,
is?
It's that sound like a big nerd here.
Hmm. No, go on.
But it's Emperor Palpatine at the end of the movie. All the troopers kill all the Jedi in it.
Oh my
nerd!
God.
So it's what a
the
nerd!
End of the movie, and they're to do an order like that. It's a mile a minute in Star Wars.
Spoilers, by the way.
Okay, true.
Hey, no nerds on this show. James,
we're all nerds. Here.
James, congratulations! IMC Cinema passes on the way to you.
Well done, James.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day, man.
Yep. Bye.
Oh, he did not like being called a nerd. That was my bad. To be fair, I am an absolute nerd as well. I know everything about Avengers, just not about Star Wars.
Sorry, you said, how rude. You said to James, no nerds allowed. And then this is how he answered, left the phone call.
Yep.
Hey. No, sorry, James. I'm sorry.
That's you asked him to be vulnerable and share what it's about.
I did.
And he said it. I did that.
Yep.
Listen, you are what you are. Isn't that what the famous saying?
I think I speak for us all when I say Dave. See ya. Bye.
Yep. Get it. Bye.
He's the one who said it first. He said, I'm being a nerd here. So,
yeah. Sorry, James.
Here's Taylor Swift.
Bye.
What a nerd, am I right?
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go. Welcome into the part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want and you guys get so excited about it. Everyone is buzzing about this. So I've been telling you for the last good few weeks, I've been doing pregnancy yoga in a place in Ranelagh, and in the place there's a cat that scrounges around outside and then when someone is nice enough, when he sees a willing victim, someone who looks soft, someone who has a tote bag and a kind of like a tote bag that has something about like helping the environment.
It's hard to come across in Ranelagh.
Yeah, very tough. The cat's like, this is my chance. I'm gonna get in there. Yeah. And
is it a stray cat?
It looks fed and it looks kind of well kept. It doesn't look too in bits.
Good.
But like some people, it depends. See, you get such a different vibe in a yoga studio.
You get fed more if you're a stray cat, I reckon.
Yeah, true. But he doesn't look like he's getting in any scraps or anything. Do you know what I mean? Like he doesn't look feral. Like some people are like, oh my God, a cat. Like this is the best. That's my, like how I feel when I'm in there. And then some people are like, people in here might have allergies. Get that cat out. And I'm like, why are you trying to take the tone down for the whole studio?
Call it the American. That's obviously in your class.
No, she's not in my class now. She's not pregnant, so she's doing some sort of proper stretches. But my question, I haven't seen the cat in 2 weeks, okay? And it's been really rainy. So I'm like, either the cat's gone home and been like, I'm not going to be out pounding the pavements of Ranelagh, hoping for some scraps at the yoga studio, or something's happened. So I was just wondering, has anyone seen the cat from yoga?
What colour is the cat?
I forget now.
It's been that long.
It's been a long time.
You can't picture the cat in your head.
I can't. I think it's kind of...
Is it black? Is it grey? Is it ginger?
No, it's not black or grey. It could be gingery, pale kind of, not tabby.
White?
Yeah, maybe like gingery or white or something. Producer Cal.
My girlfriend goes to the exact same yoga place because she is also...
She's pregnant as well.
No.
Congratulations.
Hey,
we'll leave it there, folks. Sorry. Have a great day.
Not this class, but she goes to the same studio and she will give me cat updates every time.
Has she seen the cat?
She has seen the cat.
All right, what colour is the cat?
Last week, white, but kind of patchy with like orangey brownness as well.
Okay, so I was right.
The cat's name is Fudge.
Fudge! So she's seen Fudge?
Yes, and she said to me that it's all down dependent on the instructors. Some of the instructors love the cat.
Yeah.
Some of the instructors despise the cat.
I'd leave.
Okay.
I don't like cats.
Fudge.
I don't hate that. I take that back. I don't hate cats, but they make me feel a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, this cat's very friendly. I know, it I forgot what colour it was. It has a cushion. So let the cat in. And I want to see it next Tuesday evening. I don't care which instructor you are. Let the cat in for me and my joy.
Don't
otherwise, I won't be able to do downward dog properly. Namaste.
And the cat does have a home, by the way, because again, my girlfriend has said that the instructors have said that the cat lives nearby.
Callum,
this is the kind of research people need to do. I'm like, where's the cat?
I won't be
checking at all. Someone tell me.
I've never met the cat and I want the cat to be mine.
Yes.
Callum,
beautiful
you need
cat.
To just go and get a cat. Like, you've been like this for years. Just get a cat. They're so easy. They more or less look after themselves.
Not Fudge, though. Fudge is owned by the
other. Get a cat and make it stray.
Make it bite.
This is...
on it.